I'm thinking also the doctors and nurses that are working in impossible conditions on a daily basis up there. So the reopening of the 19-bed short-stay ward obviously would take a huge amount of pressure. The hospital management put in a request last year for $1.8 million to reopen the short-stay ward, and we're trying to build pressure here now in Donegal on the government to do the right thing and the common-sense thing, take the pressure off our staff at the hospital.
In years past, we used to see figures like this, 35 people awaiting admission to the hospital, as something of a trend during the winter months. That trend now seems to be very much a year-round occurrence.
Oh, indeed. I mean, this is due to intentional government policies where you have a lack of investment in beds, nurses and doctors, and now you're playing catch-up. And what we see is, you know, the word unacceptable. Unacceptable it was described as in years gone by. It now becomes the norm. This is a permanent crisis throughout the year, and we're talking here about real human beings in terms of patients who are denied their dignity, denied the privacy you would expect, who are having to wait agonisingly in that accident and emergency department. And then, of course, you have the staff who are working heroically, in these circumstances.